from KPFA Berkeley and KPFK Los Angeles. This is the Pacifica Evening News. With Christina Onnestad, I'm Eileen Alfandari.
The Fresno City Council today acknowledged local journalist, newspaper publisher, and political activist Mike Rhodes with a day in his honor. Rhodes was honored for his decades of work in pursuit of free speech and advocacy on behalf of the city's homeless population. Vic Bedoyan reports from Fresno.
It isn't often that an activist who has sued the city and more than once been arrested by that city's police is honored with a proclamation. But that's what happened today in Fresno when it proclaimed August 16, 2018 as Mike Rhodes Day. Councilmember Luis Chavez stood with Rhodes, proclamation in hand, in front of admirers in the city council chambers.
One of the biggest challenges that the city is facing is the homelessness issue, and we know that previous councils have tried to tackle this and previous mayors, and we've come up short. But I know that you brought a humanistic approach to this problem, and oftentimes as policymakers, we tend to see that through the lens of infraction, punishment, but there's much more to this challenge that we have.
Seeing the importance of alternative media 20 years ago, Rhodes founded and published the Community Alliance, a widely distributed monthly newspaper. He has also been active as a programmer on KFCF Radio and contributed reports to the KPFA News. He told Pacifica that in honoring him, the city was also acknowledging the progressive movement in Fresno, in which he has played a leadership role over the past 40 years.
The fact that they are declaring today Mike Rhodes Day, you know, is an indication that we've been somewhat successful in bringing a more progressive perspective to the city council.
Rhodes has been an activist on a wide range of social and political concerns, including the U.S. role in Central America, social justice at home, and promoting free speech, often clashing with the city's political and business establishment. But it was in advocating for the rights of Fresno's homeless people that he gained the most notoriety and friction. His persistence in confronting a city policy that criminalized homelessness crystallized widespread social action and has helped transform Fresno's orientation toward homelessness.
You know, I was a part of the homeless class action lawsuit against the city of Fresno, which we won, and the city ended up having to pay $2.3 million to the homeless to compensate for their losses. That was a big deal. That was the largest settlement of its kind in the country. Whether they liked having to do that or not, it was the right thing to do because homeless people, it provides them with more dignity and respect, and it acknowledges their constitutional right.
In 2016, Rhodes crafted his coverage of the homeless situation into a book called Dispatches from the War Zone. Council President Esmeralda Soria noted the significance of his journalism is especially important on a day that newspapers around the nation are standing up for the media in face of continuous assault by the President of the United States.
It is, I think, great timing in terms of acknowledging your work as a journalist, specifically when we, are going through times where journalism is being attacked and where journalism actually is extremely important to our community to speaking the truth.
Earlier this year, Mike Rhodes was diagnosed with lung cancer, which has spread, but says recent treatments appear to have had positive results. A social justice scholarship fund is being created in his name at the San Joaquin College of Law. Rhodes says he's hopeful that the proclamation acknowledges that in pushing the city so hard on policy, his work has resulted in better outcomes for all of Fresno and his people. Vic Bedoyan, Pacifica Radio, KFCF, Fresno.
This is the Pacifica Evening News on KPFA Berkeley, KPFK Los Angeles, KFCF Fresno.